Good evening. Everyone in here has been 15, 16, or 17 years old, right? In 1968, I was 15 years old, the fourth child of nine children, living with our mom and dad on the south side of Chicago. One day, I was talking to my best friend, Dawn, about a newspaper article that she had read. This newspaper article said that the schools in Chicago were segregated and there were inequalities in these schools in our neighborhood. Dawn looked at me and said, "Jones Commercial is one of these schools. Let's go to Jones Commercial." I looked at Dawn. I said, "You want to go to Jones?" I had never heard of Jones Commercial. And she said, "Yes." I said, "I don't know if I want to go, Dawn. I was a 15-year-old teenager at Wendell Phillips High School, having fun, going to the volleyball and basketball games, the football games. I was nerdy. I was having so much fun. And another thing, it was a co-ed school. It was only 20 minutes from our home. I liked boys. I was getting into that. And it was just fun. I loved school." I said, maybe. Then she said, "Well, Jones Commercial is an all-girls public high school. They're accepting minority students' applications to integrate and also to reach their racial quota." I was like, "Oh, okay, let's shelve that right now." So time went by, and it's still 1968. April 4th, 1968 happened. Dr. King was assassinated. We were so hurt, we cried, and we were angry. At that time, that's when I decided I would go to Jones Commercial and I would integrate that school. I submitted my application, and I was accepted. But to my surprise, Dawn and a lot of my other friends had applied also, and they were accepted. So we were all going to Jones Commercial. At 15, we finished our sophomore year at our respective colleges, at our respective high schools, and then we transferred into Jones Commercial. This was the most traumatic experience of my life. It transformed me and it changed me. We were all going to Jones that next year, 1969. The first day of school, I was scared. I was nervous, just like I'm nervous now. Can I take this off? And I can really get to it. I was scared. Wait a minute. I was scared and I was nervous. But my mother, she was the rock. She said, I have known Tara all of my life. I lived in Mississippi. Then she said, 4 years of high school, 4 years of college, and then you are ready to live. And then she told me to put my best foot forward. And I always listened to my mama, because if I didn't, I knew what would happen. So I put my best foot forward. I went on to Jones Commercial, an all-girls public high school. It was a new, brand new building, six stories, located in the downtown area of Chicago's South Loop. Now, people don't know where Chicago's South Loop is, and I didn't know either. It was really Skid Row. We had to step over hobos to get into the school. But the principal of the school told us not to walk on the side of the same street where this new homeless shelter building that housed men was. He told us to go on the opposite side of the street and then come directly across and come right into Jones Commercial, into the front gated area. And that's what we did. For 2 years, I rode three buses and a train to get to Jones Commercial. I had to leave home by 7 a.m. to be there by 8:30 a.m. Classes started at 9 a.m., and we had a full day of classes from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The principal ran the school like it was a business. It was a company, and he was teaching us how to be working ladies. But when I rode those buses, it felt good because freedom, I've always told my daughter, freedom is getting up on that bus and riding it, sitting wherever you want it to be and nobody telling you to move. So I rode that bus and I rode it proudly. I was only 15 years old, 16, but we all, not only me, Dawn and all of my friends, we rode those buses because they never told us that we would be bused. They never even told us how we would integrate the school. Our first year, in our junior year, all of our junior and senior classes we took in our junior year, that first year, it was very intense. I had no social life. Now, I'm from Wendell Phillips. I liked having fun. I had to give up my entire social life that first year because I refused to fail out of Jones Commercial because the teachers were very hard. We had to turn in our classroom assignments on time and homework assignments. And if we didn't, it was a zero. Like I said, they ran it just like a business. It was zero, no exceptions, no excuses. And I turned in my homework assignments on time. During my second year, because it was an all-girls public high school for juniors and seniors. In my senior year, it was much lighter. I was so happy because we had that strict dress code that I had to change to. It was business suits, dresses, nylons, 2-inch stack heels, pillbox hats, and white gloves. Not one day, but every day of the school year. And then I had a big book bag. Back then, we didn't have book bags that go on your back. We had big bags that we put all our books in with all our class, for all our classwork and everything. And we didn't have suitcases. We had suitcases, but they didn't have rollers. So imagine me walking down the street. I was only 90 pounds. And that almighty Hawk would be whipping me around. I had that book bag, the heels, the pillbox hat, the white gloves, and they had to be clean, too, because they checked us every day as we went into the school. But once I got into Jones Commercial, and once I went into that building, it was filled with opportunities. We had a mandatory work study program where whatever major we was majoring in, I was a shorthand typist major, we worked around the school. Then we had the community work hours that we had to do. I completed all of that. Also, the teachers, they made sure that we knew about walking, talking. We had this posture class. They would put books on the top of our head, and we would have to walk around school with books on our head. And that book better not fall. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? But then I'm always of the mindset that when I start something, I'm not going to fail, and I will finish it. So I was determined I was not failing and falling aside or being out of Jones Commercial. And as I said, our senior year was much lighter. I went to school in the morning, and in the afternoon, I worked 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. I was making my own money. I felt good. I was able to pay for my own senior expenses. I was able to help my mom with my family. And I was being better in my community because I wasn't hanging out on the streets. I wasn't doing all of that. And also, our senior class, we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. It was so bright. We took over Jones Commercial, all of our friends. We started planning our mother-daughter's tea. We planned our senior prom at the new Airy Crown Theater that was McCormick Place overlooking Lake Michigan. Oh, we was doing it. We also had our fashion shows, the fall and the spring fashion show. Our fall fashion show, it was going first class, and we believed in going first class. And we would tell each other, if you can't go first class, don't go at all. And we would be doing it. And also, our fall and spring dances were the best. Everybody was having fun. We were stepping, dressed to the nine. And that man right there, he was right at our dances too. He was following me around. And I married him. Anyway, after the fall dances, it was time for graduation. On June 18th, 1971, I proudly walked across that stage and I accepted my high school diploma because I had earned it. Jones Commercial had transformed me from a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old teenager to a young working lady. I was making my own money. When given the opportunities, I realized, and I know today, Black teens will excel. They can exceed. We just want the opportunities. And Jones Commercial gave us that opportunity. We broke down barriers. We took risk because I was walking across that street with those hobos, and we called it Hobo Jungle too. I was walking across that street. We took that risk and we dispelled every negative belief that Black teens in Chicago could not excel and would not succeed. I am a living witness to that. On June 18, 1971, as I said, I graduated from Jones Commercial. Next year, June 18, 2021, I will celebrate my 50th class reunion. I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends, my good friend and my best friend, Dawn. She died in 2012. I won't see her, but I'll see everyone else. Thank you for listening to me.